You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is eCommerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to eCommerce Radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we're speaking with Eric Keller, founder and CEO of Mabel, the first online centralized B2B grocery ordering platform that allows retailers to learn about and purchase from individual brands or distributors at wholesale, as well as streamline commerce and logistics. Mabel particularly helps small businesses buy from one another to put better quality products on retail shelves and online. Eric, thanks for joining us here today on eCommerce Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly welcome. Looking forward to hearing all the details here. So for starters, what exactly is Mabel and how does it all work?
Yeah, sure. So it probably helps to back up to the story of how we founded Mabel. I've been in the technology startup scene for the last 15 years and took a break from technology and bought myself a little grocery store about a year and a half ago. I've always loved retail and commerce and local commerce, and so I bought a 20-year-old market. And about 6 months into it, realized how hard it is to buy inventory. Store owners spend a lot of time writing things down on pads of paper and texting and placing phone calls and emails to order all their inventory, and that's where they spend most of their money. And so Mabel is designed to be a platform that helps buyers in the grocery, food, and beverage segment to more easily stock their shelves. And so we are bringing together, so far, hundreds of brands and distributors into one place so that a buyer can do more and more of their ordering all on Mabel instead of doing it via phone, email, and text like they do today.
Well, I think this is fantastic and a brilliant idea. And speaking of brilliant ideas, how in the world did you come up with this idea?
Yeah. So, you know, we got about 8 months into running the store, and I was finding technology solutions for nearly everything. You know, we needed a new point-of-sale system, and so we installed Square, and we needed to cut down on bookkeeping, so we integrated Square with QuickBooks, and we needed to do more marketing, so we used Instagram and Facebook. And so I was using my technology and product background to solve problems for the business pretty easily. But when I stepped back and looked at where we spend all of our money, that was the most inefficient piece of the business. And so, you know, many stores like mine, we're a small store, but there are about 150,000 independently owned grocery stores, convenience stores, health food stores around the country. And so many stores like mine, they have multiple distributors. You know, I mean, they're companies that have been around for a very long time with warehouses and trucks, and they buy cases of food and deliver. And then stores like mine also order directly from suppliers. And we just found that to be a very, very time-consuming process. Again, writing things down on pads of paper, getting interrupted, forgetting to place an order. And so oftentimes we'd have inventory, you know, slots on our shelves that were empty because we didn't order things in time. And so sort of stepped back and worked with a group of employees I've worked with in the past, colleagues I've worked with in the past, and investors, to essentially build a platform that could help solve that problem for the people that are doing the procurement at all these stores, the busy buyers running around and trying to ensure that they're restocking their shelves in a timely manner.
Tell us, and I'd be curious, were you surprised at how quickly you were able to close your seed round?
Yeah, so we took our time. We had a lot to learn. This is a new industry for me, and so you know, I'm fortunate enough to have worked with a bunch of investors in the Boston area. And so I spent the first half of this year really talking to them and starting to explain the problems that we were trying to solve, talking to them about the size of the market. You know, this is about an $800 billion market. If you add other categories that we're thinking about, it's even larger. And so, you know, there's a lot of commerce that's happening today that is offline that we're trying to bring online. And so, we took the first half of the year to carefully put together our business plan and then raised a seed round of capital from three of Boston's best investors, Venrock, Accomplice, and Founder Collective. And so you know, it did come together quickly, but we weren't rushing it. We were really trying to assemble the right people and the right investors and the right team so that we could, you know, have a runway ahead of us to solve these, what I would consider very complex supply chain problems in the grocery space.
Well done on that. Really impressive as well. How has the startup journey been so far for you? What would you like to speak on in that regard?
Yeah, no, it's been great. We closed a $3 million round in June and spent the summer really building up our team. We're a team of 10 right now. We have spent the last 4 months building what we call, you know, the first version of our product, sort of a beta version of our product, which is essentially an online marketplace or B2B commerce platform, I should say, that enables stores to more easily do more and more of their procurement in one place. And then we'll also be launching our mobile app. And so imagine, you know, I tell this story a lot. I was at my store a few weeks ago and we sell Taza chocolates. It's a popular brand here in Boston. And one of the boxes was empty. And I kept walking by it while I was there and getting interrupted talking to our GM and you know, talking to customers. And, you know, I was there for a couple of days and this box sat empty. And so with Mabel's new mobile ordering app, you can essentially solve that problem in aisle. So I could have scanned the UPC code, reordered that when I saw that it was empty, and then gone on to my next task. And so that's a very exciting new product that we'll be launching in the next few weeks. And so the journey's been great. We've had great reception from brands. We've had great reception from retailers and distributors. There's a clear product market fit. But it's, you know, as you can imagine, this is, you know, changing the way people sort of do their procurement today. And so we're trying to carefully work with everyone involved to ensure that we're building a product that works very, very seamlessly so that we're making their lives easier and not harder.
Sounds like you're well on your way to accomplishing that. And what a journey so far. Really, really inspiring, no doubt about that. Today, we're joined by Eric Keller, founder and CEO of Mabel, the first online centralized B2B grocery ordering platform. And he's joined us here today on eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, I read that you already have thousands of products in the platform. How did this happen so quickly?
Yeah, sure. You know, we started signing up suppliers, brands, over the last 90 days or so. And you know, the evolution of these suppliers is they start building products, making products, whether it's a packaged food product or frozen or refrigerated, and they go out and seek out distributors that can help introduce their products into stores. There's, you know, an increasing need and desire for these suppliers to sell directly to retailers. There will always be a role for large distributors to distribute food all over the country, but we increasingly think that we can add some technology to both the distributor side and the brand side to help them both more efficiently deliver products to customers, their end customers being the retailers. So, the reception has been great. We've had over 100 brands sign up in the first 90 days. That represents thousands of products, and we're signing up more and more each week. And so, you know, there's a bit of a chicken and egg problem in this business. We're trying to build up a big supplier base so that when we go out to these retailers and introduce the platform, we can not only help these retailers restock products that they already buy, but introduce them to new suppliers that might fit well in their stores. And so, yeah, the overall reception and the uptake with the brands has been excellent.
Another question for you. How's it going for your early customers?
It's going great. You know, we, as startup experts, you know, we have a team of folks here that have been at large companies and small companies. And so we have a lot of DNA in building products that work well for customers. And so we've taken our time to really use our first set of beta retailers, grocery stores and convenience stores, to help shape how we build this product. You know, it's really important to, as we solve these problems, make sure that we're solving the right problems and we're building a product that, again, as I said earlier, makes their procurement process easier, not harder. And so the reception from retailers has been equally as fantastic as on the brand side. And, you know, these are companies that buy from hundreds of suppliers. And again, many of them are doing it via voicemails and text messages, believe it or not, and emails. And so we as Mabel are really trying to bring all that onto one platform to save retailers time and brands a lot of time. And so we will continue to work with these early retailers that have been very influential in helping us build the platform, as well as aggressively start to reach out to new retailers across the country at the beginning of the year.
Now, in regards to the competition, do you have any competitors in this field? And if so, how is Mabel different in the space?
Yeah, so there's always competitors out there. We, you know, we like to say that there's a bunch of companies out there that have built marketplaces. And, you know, as you can imagine, marketplaces are like eBay. There's a bunch of sellers and there's a bunch of buyers. And we've seen companies throw up a limit to suppliers and, you know, go to retailers and grocery stores and say, hey, there's a new place to go buy all your inventory. We're taking a bit of a different approach. You know, we're really trying to go in one by one to these retailers and really solve a procurement problem and then figure out the best way to scale that. And so we don't want these retailers to simply log in and buy some of their inventory on this platform. We want these retailers to essentially look at us and what we've built as the most efficient way to restock shelves. And so that's the differentiation point between us and some of these marketplace competitors that we think are not, you know, not as retailer friendly as maybe our approach is.
Well, I got to tell you, it's certainly an interesting space, and Mabel is certainly making a difference in that market for sure. Looking at the future, what lies ahead in the first half of 2020 as we're well into 2020 already?
Yeah. So as I said earlier, we've been in sort of beta mode for the last 2 months or so. We're aggressively working with our customers to get more and more input as we launch our mobile application. And, you know, we think this is probably our biggest announcement coming up, certainly in the next 3 to 6 months. This is, you know, we think a bit of a game changer for small stores. You know, we're really trying to be that company that helps these small stores adopt simple to use technology. You know, sometimes these stores can be overwhelmed with the amount of technology being thrown at them, but it's really important that we as a group of independent grocery stores put a little technology in place to start competing against, you know, some of the threats out there like Amazon and Walmart and, you know, other sort of automated grocery applications. And so this mobile app is just one of many things that we're going to make super easy for a retailer to use to restock their shelves so that they can be spending their time, you know, doing other things, other parts of running a, you know, super busy small business. So that we're excited about. It comes out in the next couple of weeks, and, you know, we'll be launching that and, you know, the rest of our services across the country to, you know, the thousands of independent stores that are on our radar.
Certainly exciting times, and 2020 ought to be an awesome year for you guys all there at Mabel. And again, we thank you for joining us here on the program. In conclusion, what's your biggest piece of advice for aspiring entrepreneurs or those that are looking to start a business like yourself? What's your thought and advice there? We'd love to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, my advice always is one, go for it. You know, I've been in startups for many, many years and certainly questioned myself many times, but have surrounded myself with a bunch of smart people who I love to work with and things have worked out. The second is, you know, be super customer focused. You know, it's easy to identify problems, but to solve those problems, you really need a lot of input from the end user. You know, the things that Apple, you know, has done really well in building their products and many other companies as well. And so being customer centric sometimes takes more time, obviously, but leads to, you know, well-built products. And that's sort of the goal for our team here is to ensure that we are solving the right problems, you know, at the right time for these customers that we're speaking with.
Mr. Keller, certainly appreciate your taking the time to be with us here today on eCommerce Radio. If listeners wanted to get more information on Mabel or to take advantage of the platform, where is the best place to get all the details?
Yeah, absolutely. Our website, it's www.meetmabel.com, MEETMABLE.com. You can go check us out. Find our whole team is on the About Us page and reach out to us anytime.
Good enough. Again, Mr. Keller, all the best, continued success, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eCommerce Radio.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you, Eric. Take care.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Eric Keller, founder and CEO of Mabel, the first online centralized B2B grocery ordering platform that allows retailers to learn about and purchase from individual brands or distributors at wholesale, as well as streamline commerce and logistics. And for all the details, visit meetmabel.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to eCommerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.